Deep.
Thank you, Mr. President. As you assume your presidency under the CD's rules of procedure, my delegation pledges its full cooperation to you, Ambassador, and we hope that under your leadership, this conference would continue to try and live up to its billing as the single multilateral disarmament negotiating forum. My delegation attaches a high importance to this forum, and it is important that the excellent work done by your predecessors, the distinguished ambassador of Sri Lanka, the distinguished ambassador of Sweden, and the distinguished ambassador of Switzerland, is carried forward in the most effective manner. Mr. President, multilateralism is never easy, and it is never tidy. Whether it is this forum, or the UN Security Council in New York, or the Commission on Human Rights just across the building, there are always occasions where we don't like what is happening. But like life, which also, like multilateralism, is not tidy, we have to deal with those situations. So my delegation hopes that we would continue to deal with our imperfect world, with the imperfect tools and methodologies that we have at our disposal. A number of delegations have made a reference to the use of chemical weapons today. My country has maintained that the use of chemical weapons, if established, is deplorable and the perpetrators must be brought to book. There should be no impunity for the use of chemical weapons. It is the task of the OPCW in The Hague to impartially and objectively investigate any allegation of use and establish the facts for further action by the international community on the basis of the principles of the UN Charter and in accordance with international law, in particular the Chemical Weapons Convention, which was negotiated here in this very room. In closing, Mr. President, I'd like to emphasize that at this juncture, our focus in the CD needs to be on deepening the first round of discussions that has taken place in the subsidiary bodies on the items on the CD's agenda. We've done the easy part. Now we need to deepen the technical examination of issues and try and expand the areas of convergence. That will not be easy. There will be some adjustment and possible discomfort involved, but we would very much like to see the chairs, the coordinators of the subsidiary bodies to step up to this next stage of our deliberations. We also need to reflect on the new agenda for disarmament that was unveiled by the Secretary General here in Geneva last week and see what that means for our work here in the CD. And you, Mr. President, have a responsibility under the rules of procedure to continue to strive for a program of work. I don't want to characterize it today in any manner, but I think you've mentioned at the outset today that you would be conducting bilateral and other consultations. I think that's a task that must not be forgotten. Finally, what must not be forgotten is the dignity of this forum. When I first entered this room 24 years ago as a young delegate, what struck me the most was the solemn and serious nature of this room. Perhaps it's too serious at times, but I think there is a degree of solemnity, seriousness involved with work that impacts on international security through instruments dealing with non-proliferation and disarmament. There will always be tension between our desire to see those instruments cover the maximum parts of the globe, in a sense be universally applicable, and our desire to see a more tidy world. That would extend to both negotiations and to implementation, and to this question of chemical weapons that was raised by many delegations today. But as I said at the outset, this is an imperfect world, and we'll have to live with that tension, we'll have to work that tension. What we should try and uphold, the presidency and the rest of us, is the dignity of this forum. I thank you, Mr. President.